she, as a Quaker, did she ever try and suggest that you should join her in her worship?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, I used to go with her to meetings, into the meeting house, but she would never have, you know, no, no, she wouldn't want to convert me or anything. No, no, that wasn't in it. And at first I used to listen, because I don't know whether you've ever been to a meeting house in the Quakers. Well, most of the time you just think, and you can think any thoughts you like, but every now and then someone is moved to get up and say something, you see. But after a bit, I asked if on the Sundays I could take a book with me, and she said, certainly. So I would read a book, and then if somebody spoke, I would listen, and that was it. No, she wouldn't. She wasn't the type to be evangelical or anything. No, no, Quakers don't do that.
How did you go about then following your own religion?
Well, I'm not exactly a, you know, terribly observant, but I'm very proud to be Jewish. And I even belong to a synagogue now, but I must confess that's because my daughter-in-law likes to keep a Jewish house, and I like my own grandchildren to participate, and so I go as well on occasion, but it's only for special days that I go to a synagogue.
Can I ask you what happened to your sister and to your brother?
Well, my brother, he went to Israel just before I went to England, and he's in a kibbutz and very happy. He's got three children. My sister came here, and she came as what was called lady's companion, but turned out to be housemaid. And I don't know whether you want to recall this, but it was in, what's his name? In the household of a man who became Minister for Agriculture.
Oh, I can't remember back that far. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, and it was a upper-class English household. Can you imagine? She was made. It was like upstairs, downstairs, you know? It's fantastic. And she came from a house where, you know, she used to go to opera and that kind of thing, and there she was emptying potties.
Oh, God. How long did she last?
Not very long. she was really very unhappy there, as you can imagine. The only nice one was really the man who finally became Minister for Agriculture, Soames, you know Soames?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah.
Because he was about 18 at that time, and he used to call her in for silly things, you know, and put on records that she could hear, because he knew she brought masses of music with her, you see. So that was the only nice thing. No, then two ladies came to the house of the Soameses, and they met her, and they sort of said, oh, she can't stay here, she can't stay here. And they took her in, and she was married from their house. So it was very nice.
So it was a happy ending,
yes,
after all.
Yes, yes.
And quite
yes.
Soon after you left?
Well, about 3 years after I left.
Mm-hmm. When you look back and your time as a teenager here, do you think back at yourself as being a German teenager?
No.
Or British?
No. I always felt myself more English than the English. You know, no, I hated everything to do with German. I really didn't want to speak German, hear German, read German or anything.
Uh-huh. What about now, though? You're here in Scotland.
Well, funnily enough, recently I've thought maybe I ought to start reading a bit of literature, German literature, because I haven't really, you know, I mean, what you read before you're 13, you know, before you're 14, it's rather minimal, really.
And you've been here ever since?
Yes.
Do you ever go back? Do you ever want to go back to Vienna?
I was back in 1948 to see who was still alive. An uncle of mine, a dentist, he'd been to Dachau concentration camp, but he got out. At that time, you could still get out sometimes if you got a visa to England. And he came here during the war and then went back to his wife. She wasn't Jewish, and she stayed in Vienna all during the war. So I went to see who there was, but that was all there was.
Just left. The two of them?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever want to go back now?
No, not really, no.
You said you were homesick, so it was homesick for here.
No, homesick for England, never homesick for Austria, no.
No.
No. No.
So you don't even consider yourself British completely?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
And with your brother in Israel, have you ever been tempted to move?
Well, yes. At that time when I went there for a year, I thought I might stay, but I didn't really because I was too homesick for here, really. Mm-hmm. Couldn't stay.
Yes, because your husband was Jewish too.
Yes, my husband was Jewish.
Did you find that it was easier, did you find you gravitated more towards people who were Jewish when you came here to work?
No, not at all, in fact. No, you see, I have a lot of non-Jewish friends. In fact, I have very few Jewish friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, my relations are Jewish, but I don't really have Jewish friends.
So it was just a happy coincidence.
We've never asked anybody, you know, if I meet somebody, I don't say to them, what religion are you? Yeah. If I like a person, I talk to them and we become friends. And the fact that one is a Catholic and one's a Protestant and one's a Jew doesn't really make any difference.
As a mixture of all three.
Well, you know, I have a very good Catholic friend and I have lots of Protestant ones. And, yes. It doesn't really make any difference. Yeah. If you like a person, that's it.
Yeah, doesn't matter at all.
No.
Can I ask, it may seem a silly question, but how did you get from entomology to pottery?
Ah, well, yes, good question. Well, because I had children, I had to stop work, you see. So then I had to do something, to do. And I was always interested in pottery, actually. I'd met Bernard Leach down in Cornwall once. And anyhow, I was always keen. So my husband said he'd make me a wheel if I was any good at it. So I started taking classes. And when my girls were born, I started really pottery. And he made me a wheel, and I worked downstairs. And I have a little workshop downstairs. And so it grew, and I've now been doing it for 31 years.
And you never went back to entomology?
No, because, you see, after a few years, you find you're out of date. You know, they've got new methods and so on. No.